من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاء أهل المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين صدق الله العلي العظيم وبلغ رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praise to Allah جل جلاله وعما نواله أو خالق أو مالك أو رازق Who has bestowed so many bounties and ni'mas upon us that we cannot even count them. Salat and salam in abundance upon the most beloved creation of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, Ahmad al-Mustafa, صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أمتي أجمعين Every believer tries to begin his day with a good note and that is a Fajr Salah every day whether a person reads in a masjid whether at home or wherever But cannot be a good day without Fajr Salah. Not only that, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wish and the desire that every believer, mu'min, recites Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's wish and the desire that it be in the heart of every believer. Person recites Surah Yasin for whatever intention person makes, Allah Ta'ala fulfills the intention of the person. Person reads for the living people, Allah Ta'ala makes it happen, makes it work and successful. And person reads as a reward, a sawab for the marhum, for the deceased, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that also a means of forgiveness for the marhums. Beside that, there's so much sawab and the rewards as if the person recites 10 Quran, such a great blessing and the reward. So we recite Surah Yasin. And there must be a solid reason and a wisdom that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says is the heart of the Quran. Heart of Iman is an invitation towards Iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the incident of the past where the people took up responsibility of passing the trust of Iman to others, which is given to every believer by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what they went through while fulfilling the responsibility, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them. According to the tafsir of the Mufassirin, there was a city called Intaqiyah. Very famous city in those days. It was a time after Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent two messengers for their iman, for their da'wat, calling them towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they remind them of the wrong path what they are following, calling others beside Allah Ta'ala for help and making ibadat of others beside Allah Ta'ala. They had names Sadiq and Saduq. As usual, generally people when they see something new, after they being explained, and even sometime after understanding, but because is against the forefathers' way of life, and what the people will say, a person don't follow. And many a time, the arrogant also takes advantage of it. And lots of time, the wealth, the person who is not wealthy person doesn't have a much higher status in the community as far as the worldly means are concerned. And here the person telling us what to do. So, like other Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, what they faced, these people who were messengers of Allah Ta'ala, they faced the same situation. People said to them, Ma antum illa basharun misluna, you are just ordinary person. You are ordinary people. You don't carry any high status. You don't have, as in our today's time, we say, you don't have a big degrees, big titles with you. And this is what you brought to us. But they said, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your creator. This is the way of life he wants you to live and lead. And we are passing Allah ta'ala's message to you. But they did not listen. They rebuked him, rebuked them, laughed at them. Allah ta'ala sent a third messenger, you know, by the name of Shama'un, that to help them in the mission, and also as a backup and a support, reinforcement, and for them to understand and think that this, so two and now the third one, they cannot be wrong. Let us think what they're saying. But majority did not follow. Those who were arrogant ones, they even tried to threaten them. As a habit, you see, system of the world, they try to bribe first, so the person can keep quiet. If that doesn't work, then comes a threat. We'll harm you, we'll kill you, we do this, we do that. It's happening from those days. Where you don't throw the line, and this is what happens. Same thing happened to Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. Our Nabi alayhi salatu was salam went through the same thing. They said, what you want? You want wealth? Why are you saying something which doesn't make sense to us? It's going to, we have to leave lots of pleasures, leisures. We have to live a straight life. We cannot continue with the old life. And why you continue talking about it, and our people are accepting, and now it will come, time will come where we will have to accept. Then it means we can't do wrong what we were doing before. We give you wealth. How much wealth? We will make you the king. But you keep quiet. Don't say. Don't open the mouth. Don't say that this is right. What you're saying, what we're doing is wrong. The biggest problem was not what is right. The biggest problem was they didn't want to hear that what is wrong. Own namaz, own ibadahs, carry on doing, no problem. But you must not say to us that we are doing this wrong. That was the biggest problem. They tried, say, okay, I'll give you wealth. Okay, we get you married to the most beautiful girls of the time. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you bring a moon and give it on my hand, and a son you give me on the other hand, still I will not leave that mission what Allah Ta'ala has sent me with. There is no compromise. And it has nothing to do with anything of the world, because it's not from the world, not from the human being, it's from Allah Ta'ala, the Creator. They said, لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهُ لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. We will stone you to death. If you do not stop this, inviting people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and towards the right path, And if you don't stop talking against our idols, then we will stone you to death. We'll give you severe punishment. قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ They also said that, see, because you are saying these things, now you are trying to change your people, you bringing bad luck. Our business is getting affected. Sickness is coming. So the messenger said, because you are not following the guideline, that's why this happening. It's not happening because of me and us, it's happening because of you people. But they, it was happening because of them, they put the blame on the messengers. That is happening because of you. One person, when he received the da'wat, the right message of Islam and Iman, so he tried to understand, say, you talking about one Allah and don't worship anyone. What proof you have? He said, our Allah is such, whatever you ask Him, He give. I said, that's so? This, I have a sickness, leprosy. So many years, can that get cured? I said, we make dua, you accept Iman, accept Allah Ta'ala's message, we will make dua to our Allah can cure you. He says, 70 years I'm asking my idol, not one idol, hundreds of idols. So they think for so many years, I'm asking hundreds of them, for so many years, they all got together, they can't cure me, your one Allah can cure me. For them is what? They say, those ones are nothing, just the stones. They need help to be removed from one place. They, if the dog comes and pee on them, they can't do anything. The food being put for them, and flies coming, lizards coming, dogs coming, cats coming, eating from there, nothing can do. لَا تَضُرُّ وَلَا تَنْفَعْ They can't harm, they can't benefit. So those ones are nothing. What you asking stone? They have done harm. They got no life themselves. They can't benefit themselves and harm themselves. So how are they going to have benefit and harm others? And you asking for so many years. Our Allah is a Hayyun Qayyum, alive. He is the one who created the whole world. He is the one who benefits. He is the one who brings harm. He is the one who brings the sun. He is the one who takes the sun away. He is the one who brings the light. He is the one who brings the darkness in the night. He is the one who brings the rain. He is the one who brings the drought when He wants to bring. That's our Allah. So he said, okay, I accept Iman. He accepted Iman. His name was Habib Najjar. Habib, a carpenter. He used to do carpenter. They made dua for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured him. 70 years of sickness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, barakat of Iman, du'as of the messengers, he got cured. Now he got very, very strong yaqeen. He built that firmness that no, this is the truth. Now I will go through any problems because I know this is the truth. On the other hand, those people trying to give message of truth to the other people, they're not accepting. Now they try to harm them. When he got a message that my people in another part of the country, another part of the city, this is what the reaction is towards these messengers. They're talking the truth. I accepted it, benefited me. And from the time he accepted Iman, he made up his mind. And he made a system in the business that whatever money he makes, half is given for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah's charity. From that time, Allah Ta'ala make it such that we also adopt this facility, adopt this system, that weekly, daily, monthly, whatever our income is, but first a portion taken out for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, sadaqah, charity. And it brings lots of barakat, lots of blessings. It takes away lots of balas and musibas and harms and difficulties. Sadaqah is sadaqah. Biggest sickness and a virus it can take away, then what other things are? Sadaqah. Power of sadaqah, we only practice, then we have a yaqeen on it. When he came to know, he went running. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. He told the people, follow these people, they're talking truth. What they're saying is truth, follow it. Now they say, this is a man from within us. Now he turned against us, he's talking against us now. They punished him, they tried to boot it so much, they hit it until they finished him up, killed him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forget anybody's sacrifice. Allah ta'ala appreciates. One of the qualities of Allah is shakur. The person makes sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Soon as the person passed away, his eyes closed. Outwardly, it seems that he got hiding and loss of pain he went through. But Allah ta'ala makes it such that when the people go through this kind of condition, Allah ta'ala take the soul away before even they go through pain. Soon as the soul is taken away, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open jannat for the person. قِيلَ دْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah ta'ala say, enter jannah. But he had his concern and worry, although he was not very long in Islam, but he built up that concern and worry for his nation, for his people, that if I am going to enjoy the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah in jannah, why my people must get left? قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. The voice of his heart, when he began enjoying the jannah, already enjoyed, soon as his eyes closed, soon as he died, Allah ta'ala blessed him with the ni'mats and the bounties of jannah. Jannah is such, so much description is given about jannah, but in the end it says, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرْ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرْ. The description is given. Jannat is like this, Jannat is like this, Jannat is like this. Fruits will be like a bucket, that size. Sample from everything of Jannah Allah Ta'ala kept in this dunya also. For example, a pomegranate, a seeds from the Jannat. When you eat, make this intention. Allah's Nabi Sa also mentioned that calabash, kaddu, kalabash, dudi, whatever we say, is from the fruits of Jannat. Eat, enjoy it. Then you get watermelon, that, whatever falls in that category, is from the Jannat fruits. When you're drinking the water of it, is from Jannat. Eat of Jannat from there. For every piece of watermelon you eat, 10 rewards, 10 sins are forgiven, and 10 stays high in Jannah. We eat, we enjoy. In a hot day, we say, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, what a lovely. But look, Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness. No, this is the fruit from Jannah. Think of Jannah. In dunya, you enjoying like this. What in Jannah for you? This is just a sample, tip of iceberg. This is came from fruits, part of fruits of Jannah. So many. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened. Immediately he said to Allah, you must pass this message to my people. What you gave me, let them see, let them know. So they also accept Islam and they also enjoy what I am enjoying. Soon as the person eyes closed, person lived as a mu'min, and died with iman, Allah Ta'ala must make it such we all leave this dunya with iman. Even leave, nobody want to be poor. Muslim, Islam doesn't encourage on the poverty. Loss of time, poverty leads you towards the loss of wrongs. It sometimes leads to the kufra also. Ungratefulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person builds up. That's why faqr, don't ask for poverty. Every believer has so much that helps the people throughout the world, every creation of Allah. Our dua is there every day. That no believer must be such that needs stretch hand to anybody else. But on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala gave believers so much that if one city of our country, if they give only zakat properly, nobody will be such standing in a queue for anything. Yes, those who greed for that drugs and all those things are different. But need we're talking about, they will not be a poor person. Lots of time we say that no, now person passed away, now his ruh going to come back in the house. This is the beliefs of the disbelievers. 10 days, then 30 days, and the 40 days, the ruh coming to the house, enjoying such a fruits of Jannah, is going to come and do what here? To the hell, come back in the hell? It doesn't make sense. And what he going to, we see it, when he, if Allah make his, if the ruh was coming, if the soul of the deceased was coming back in the house, what he will find us doing? Fighting for papers. Somebody looking for the car papers, somebody looking for the house papers. Where is this? Where is the jewelry? Where is this? He get happy. I work so hard for my money. And this is what? So even if he came, he'll be sad. So let it be enjoying the na'mats of Jannah. Allah Ta'ala, same time, Jannah is not after your Qiyamah. Already once the eye is closed, already Allah Ta'ala makes the qabr open right to the furthest your eyes can see. And the beautiful flowers in the gardens. Person is start enjoying the Allah Ta'ala's favors. Yes, Allah Ta'ala says so many places in the Quran. Normally Jummah we read, in the Fajr namaz we read Surah Dahr. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حَيْنُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Allah Ta'ala say, look at who you are, O insan. What your reality is. There was a time you were nothing. لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. If we are 51 years back, no sign of ours. Nobody even thought, imagine about us. How you came, Allah Ta'ala brought you in this world. نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Allah brought you such a pure, clean, healthy, beautiful, handsome baby came. Can hear, can see. Then when he's grown, now that he's shown this is the right. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. You become a grateful servant of Allah, follow Hidayat of Islam, or become ungrateful, don't follow Dini Pa. Teachings of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But those who do not follow, there is a punishment waiting for them. But on the other hand, those who follow, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا. Those who try to follow, they will fall in the category of the pious ones. Allah Ta'ala has kept lots of ni'mas and of Jannah waiting for them. Allah will give them the drink. Drink of Jannah will not be like this. There will be no headache. Nobody will get a headache. You will not start talking nonsense, no nonsensical talks after drinking that drink. It will be something else. It will be beautiful. It will be good. It will not smell. It will not create any bad odor. A jannati person want to eat something, just the think of eat something and immediately is come in front of the person. Namas and the bounties, houses, the palace. The person who come out last from Jahannam and go in Jannah, he will get the Jannah 10 times bigger than this world. One brick of gold, one brick of silver, zafran. Person can think, we can't even imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala passed that person's burning desire of the person's heart, that my people, my nation, they must not suffer, they must also enjoy the bounties of Jannah, what I am enjoying. Allah Ta'ala placed that in the Quran al-Kareem, and not only any ordinary surah, in Surah Yasin, Allah Ta'ala placed that. So when we recite Surah Yasin every day, think in this, what Allah Ta'ala want me to do. Firstly, as I'm a mu'min, my responsibility is that follow the teaching of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then again, my akhlaq, my character, my doings, my behavior, my business, my what, everything of mine, it must be such that become the means of getting people towards Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, must not be a means of chasing them away from deen of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a dua, Allahumma ja'alna miftahan lil khair wa mighlaqan lil shar. Allahumma ja'alna miftahan lil khair wa mighlaqan lil shar. O Allah, make us such that we become the means of goodness spreading. We must not be a means of evil and harm spreading. Quran Kareem, you say so many places Allah Ta'ala speaks about Jannah. Udkhulul Jannata. La khawfun alaykum wa la antum tahzanun. O people of Iman, you stayed firm on Iman. Conditions will come, halats will come, difficulties will come, but be firm. Not only you go in Jannah yourself, take others also in Jannah. In Jannah there is no tiredness. You will never get bored in Jannah. Today the person most comfortable place in the world, person goes. After a few days, person gets tired. Person get bored. But there is no getting bored. Certain fruit person like, certain food person like. But after eating few months, or sometime few years maximum, now person gets bored. Said, no, don't want to eat. But ni'mat of Jannah. Each time person will eat, next time is a better taste. And next time is a better taste, and better, and better, and better. These are teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we recite Surah Yasin every morning, think what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling me towards Iman. And Allah wants us to enjoy. Allah wants us to enjoy our life in this world. Person cannot enjoy without a'mal saliha. Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Who live the amals, good deeds, life person lives. Allah Ta'ala said, guarantee will give them a beautiful life. On the other hand, person doesn't care, don't care attitude person has. Don't worry about following teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Allah says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَيْشَةً دَنْكَ. Who turns away from my remembrance, from my teachings, from my way of life, what I want them to do, then I will make the life miserable. فَإِنَّ لَوْ مَيْشَةً ضَنْكَ. I will make the life miserable. With all the wealth person will have, there will be no peace in life. With all the comfortable things person will have, still there is no change and sukoon. And Allah says, وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. On the day of Qiyamah, I will raise them blind. Say, لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي عَمَا وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. People say, oh Allah, why I am blind, I can't see. In dunya, I was not blind. But now you raise me blind. He says, Allah Ta'ala will say, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. When you were told when you are alive in dunya, that all this is deception. I read one the place, big article, World of Illusion. So don't understand everything. So I ask somebody, illusion, it means deception. Say yes, subhanallah. This is what the Quran is talking in 1400 years. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The world is deception. Everything is deception. There is no truth. There is no reality behind. Everything is a false and deception. And now the world is admitting and saying that it is deception. But the people of Iman, are we still opening our eyes? And we believe that for real world is deception. Whatever the enjoyment world wants us to enjoy, there is no enjoyment in things of dunya. If there is an enjoyment only in a'mal saliha, good deed, following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala will say, when my commands were presented to you, when you were told in the world that these are the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted you to follow this, don't follow this, then you turn the blind eyes. You forgot our command, so today we forgot you also. وَكَذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Today you are forgotten. Allah in the Quran Kareem says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must make it such that Iman we have, let us appreciate this ni'mat of Iman. live with iman, try our best. We have to try our best. If the person do not try, nobody is going to become an angel. But you have to carry on trying all the time. It's a struggle right till the death. Will not reach there, obviously, will not be reaching 100%. But Allah knows our intention. Allah Ta'ala will say, you tried, I never made it happen. I will make you 100% successful. And then Allah Ta'ala will say, O soul, يَا أَيْتُ النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ اِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً بَرْضِيَةً. O peaceful soul, return to your Rabb. You happy with Allah, Allah is happy with you. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Enter in my servants and enter in my jannat. So Allah speaks about two things. My companions, my servant, and then my jannat. Jannat is obviously, that's the end, that's the goal. But before that, Allah Ta'ala speaks about His servants, teaching us a lesson that this dunya is such, you'll get affected by the environment. Live in the environment of the pious people, then inshallah, in dunya with them, and inshallah, with the means of with them in the Jannah also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.